Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Offerings of the Lord. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
God is a God of honor, isn't He? And people who know Him treat other people and treat each other with dignity and respect. And one of the most uncomfortable times is when somebody's hurting financially. Have you ever been there? I have. Phyllis and I have. And you're behind. You're hurting. I've had to call people before. Thank God, not recently. But in times past, I've had to call people and say, I'm sorry. I told you I'd pay you this by such and such time. And I meant to. But I don't have it. If I had it, I'd pay you. I'm believing I will. As soon as I get it, I'll pay you. I can pay you $20 right now. And you know, every time, thank God it wasn't too many times like that, but people will work with that usually. But see, the world is used to people not even trying and not caring and not even trying to call or talk. Never ignore your creditors if you're behind. You call them before it gets too late. Did you hear me now? See, the Bible talks about, Jesus talked about that. He said, get it straightened out while you're in the way with them, lest they turn you over to the officer and the officer turn you over to the judge, and then you're going to pay the last penny. And that's what happens today. In today's society, people don't take care of things properly, and then they're turned over to collection. Did you hear me? And they're turned over to this, when if we'd have humbled ourselves and had some faith and humility, God could have worked in the situation. So in situations like that, though, I mean, people are already embarrassed. They already feel bad about it. No man wants to admit that he doesn't have the means. No woman wants to admit that they don't have the means to provide for the family or take care of their place to live. Nobody wants to admit that or have to deal with that. So if somebody's in that kind of situation and you're blessed and God deals with you to help them, should you not do it with discretion? You can do it and they don't even have to know where it came from. Right? And you can do it in such a way that they find out about it later. You can put money in their pocket when they weren't looking, or you can cause it to come to them anonymously. And well, where'd it come from? Well, it came from the Lord. Well, who did it? Well, you don't have to know. Right? And then they don't know who knew about their situation, so they don't have to be embarrassed around them either when they see them. So many things going on here. But the motivation is love. Love. And when you care about the people, you don't want it to be broadcast because you don't want them to feel bad or look bad. So you don't want it known what you did when it's really about love. Now, go with me, if you would, to Luke. I said to you that in the Old Testament and the New, provision was made for the poor. In the Old Testament, if you want to read it sometime, don't go there right now, but Exodus 23, the Lord directed them that every seventh year, the harvest of the land was reserved for the poor of the land. And every year, when they reaped their harvest, He said, don't go through and pick every olive off of the tree. Don't get every fig. He said, leave some. When you go through, He said, don't go back over and try to get every bit of the wheat, leave some. Why? What was that for? It was for people who were hurting. Then they could come back after the harvest had been gathered, and there's enough there to get plenty. Nationally, God made provision. Well, in the New Testament, I mean, one of the first things you see in the beginning days of the church, they all got filled with the Holy Ghost, and then what happened? They all got generous. Is that right? And they begin to give. And the Bible said, concerning in Acts 2 said, they that believed were together, they had all things common, they sold their possessions and goods and parted them out to men as every man had need. And Acts 6 said, talked about widows that were neglected. They had a problem when they finally got it straightened out, that were neglected in the daily ministration. They had a daily distribution for people who were hurting. Now that's something, isn't it? This is New Testament, isn't it? This is Bible. God cares about these things. We should care. But they must be done properly. Now in Luke 14, are you there? Luke 14 and the 12th verse. Luke 14, 12. I'm reading in the New Living. Read whatever you have there. It said he turned to his host. So they're having a dinner. And he turns to his host at the table. He said, when you put on a luncheon or a dinner, don't invite your friends, brothers, relatives, and rich neighbors, for they'll repay you by inviting you back. Instead, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Then, at the resurrection of the godly, God will reward you for inviting those who could not repay you. Let me answer a couple of very big questions concerning this, because when you start talking about these things, sometimes you have people come out of the woodwork who say, well, yeah, I want the church to help me. And somebody say, what's wrong with that? Well, nothing if we know what to do. We've been given instructions on who not to help in the Bible. Did you know that? Number one, go to 1 Timothy 5. The Bible has all the answers. It tells you how to do things. 1 Timothy 5. Now I'm reading from the Amplified. 1 Timothy 5. Well, let me say this first. You're in 1 Timothy. You should read this first. Go to James. Excuse me. In James 1 and 27, James 1:27 says, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the what? Fatherless and widows in their affliction. What does that mean? In their lack, in their hurting. Visit them in their times of lack and distress. Did you notice, what do these two have in common? Fatherless and widows. Lack of family. Now, particularly in these days, you know, the man was usually the main one that God used in provision. You didn't see as much the women working in these days as far as out in the world. But it still comes back to this. An incomplete family and lack of family. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Now with that in mind, go back to 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy 5 and 3. 1 Timothy 5, 3. I'm reading out of the Amplified. He said, always treat with great consideration and give aid to those who are truly widowed. And he adds, solitary and without support. But if a widow has children or grandchildren, see to it that these are first made to understand that is their religious duty to defray their natural obligation to those at home and make return to their parents or grandparents. This is acceptable in the sight of God. Now, here's something to remember. Let's just take this phrase. People say, well, you know, well, so-and-so is hurting. I think the church ought to do something. Here are three things you need to answer. If you think that or say that or somebody else says that, the church ought to do something. Number one, these people who are hurting, do they have family? Because first and foremost, their family is supposed to take care of them, their natural family. Did you hear me? Well, y'all are quiet. Is this right or not? What did he say? See, this whole passage, if you read the whole thing, you'll see that he is writing to him instruction from the Holy Ghost about putting widows on the roll of the church. That is, the church is supporting them. And here he tells them, no, first thing you do is, do they have family? And if they have family, their own family is supposed to take care of them. And you don't just put them, the church is not supposed to just automatically do something. Let me read this again. In the NIV, if a widow has children or grandchildren, these should learn first of all to put their religion into practice by caring for their own family and repay their parents and grandparents, for this is pleasing to God. If a woman who's a real widow and is left entirely alone and desolate and has fixed her hope on God and perseveres in supplications and prayers night and day, whereas she who lives in pleasure and self-gratification gives herself up to luxury and self-indulgence is dead while she lives. In other words, he said, don't just support somebody if they have family. He said also, don't support somebody who's living a loose life. Don't care if they are hurting, if they are in trouble. Do they have faith in God? Are they trying to serve Him? Right? See, sometimes people don't like to hear those things, do they? He said in verse 9, let no one be put on the roll of widows who are to receive church support who's under 60 years of age or has been the wife of more than one man. He said, don't put them on. If they are younger and if they've been married more than once, why? He's saying, well, they'll probably get married again. Or if they're young, they could still get married or work. Right? Number one, somebody's hurting. What's the first question? Do they have family? Where's their family? We live in an age where people, they try to shirk their family responsibilities. Let the government do it. Let the church do it. No, number one. Number one, you take care of your own. This is talking about immediate physical family. Right? Children and grandchildren. Take care of parents, grandparents.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Alms, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1102J. That's R1102J. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.